531.
PM News at 6. Kia ora na, I'm Mina Amso. A new strategy, a new Pacific language strategy, will try to reverse what the government is calling an alarming decline in Pacific languages in this country. Speaking at the launch of the strategy, Minister for Pacific Peoples, Opito William Sio, said Pacific languages were at the heart of our well-being. The strategy has three main objectives: to recognize the value of Pacific languages, to strengthen pathways and resources for learning Pacific languages, and to see Pacific languages used more often and in more spaces. A South Auckland primary school principal says he is really concerned changes to school funding will leave his school and others worse off. The Equity Index is replacing the decile system from January, which measures how much funding schools can receive. Papatoetoe North Principal Stan Tiatia claims he's lost more than $55,000 worth of funding.
All the principals I've been speaking to so far have got losses. And at the same time, we've got our staffing indications for next year. I'm not sure, you know, it wasn't supposed to be affected by equity, but we have all lost funding for our staffing. So for us here at Papatoetoe North, we're down 1.14 staffing for next year compared to what we were at for this year.
However, yesterday, the Education Minister, Chris Hipkins, said that staffing levels wouldn't be affected by funding cuts. The Prime Minister says climate change in the Pacific remains a critical topic for countries at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. It comes as some countries worry the focus on the conflict between Russia and Ukraine has overshadowed other major issues. But Jacinda Ardern says climate change has been at the heart of her engagements with other leaders.
Ukraine is on everyone's mind because we are seeing an escalation in the language and potentially an escalation of the conflict that could affect all of us. At the same time, the majority of my day-to-day has been spent talking with other leaders about the crisis of climate change and the impact on small island nations. It's not a matter of one issue dominating. It's a matter now that we have multiple crises we're dealing with as an international community.
The Tōpūlinga, or council on the Tokelau Atoll of Nokonunu, has lifted a house arrest order on the family which had refused to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The family was placed under tonua, or house arrest, in August last year. At the council meeting, the family was also told it would be updated on restrictions that might apply when a cargo ship drops off supplies. At the meeting, a family member sought forgiveness for any hurt arising from the family's refusal to be vaccinated. Knowledge of traditional Fijian building methods should be used in building modern homes to resist cyclones. That's the conclusion of a new research from Massey University showing traditional Fijian houses already have most of the international structural features recommended. Building lecturer and research co-author Muhammad El-Karbutli says villages with Buray houses had the least damage after Cyclone Winston. He says the traditional houses represent more than just the physical structure.
One of the elders in the village, he was telling me that we consider the Buray as one of our family members. If there is a disaster, the Buray will not kill you. It will give you time to look after yourself and leave the house.
The Tuvalu community is getting ready to launch Tuvalu Language Week this Sunday. The theme this year is to nurture the language with care, respect and dignity, so it's sustainable for the generations to come. PMN Tuvalan Community Program producer Fala Hoalangi says the words in this year's theme are important to inspire people to use the language more.
This year is quite good in a way because there are really specific things that are really spelled out clearly on how do you maintain, you know, and nurture the Tuvalu Language Week with words like care And the word sustainability, to me, that's a really, I know some of us go, oh, here we go again. They just love to throw that word.
There are just over 4,600 Tuvaluans living in New Zealand as of the 2018 census. That's PMN News at 6. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.